Police Advisory Committee is now in session at 6:13 on Monday, September 14th, 2020. I want to welcome everybody. Our friends from TPD are back with us after not being here last month. We missed you. And I will start. I'm Stephen Hagberg. I am the chair of the CPAC and glad to be here. Crystal?
I'm Crystal Edwards, District 3.
I'm Shana Rayfield, District 2.
Lewis Cooper at large.
And we have Jennifer online. Jennifer, you want to introduce yourself? You're on mute.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Vasilez. I don't know the district number that I'm from, but I live in West Tacoma.
That's okay. Thank you.
And I see we have Kenny and I believe Lieutenant Carl, Lieutenant Still, and Chief Ake.
Hey, everybody. I'm Kenny Coble, Community Engagement Coordinator for the city.
Nisha Jumper, Executive Liaison for CPAC, City Manager's Office.
Pakoda Warren, Staff Liaison.
Outstanding. I welcome you all here and I appreciate you being here. Moving on to the next item, which is the approval of the agenda. The chair puts forward a motion to subtract the briefing on PC fit from the Data and Thread Subcommittee and add that to the time that we'll devote to Tacoma Police Department, which will be after Ben Harris of the chaplaincy in the briefing items. Let's see, I made the motion, so will anybody second that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And with that, the motion is carried. We have the approval of minutes for July and, let's do July 13, 2020. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of July 13, 2020?
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? With that, the approval is granted for July 13, 2020 minutes. Moving on to the August 10th, 2020 meeting minutes, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Move to approve.
A second?
Second.
All those in favor? Any opposed? Hearing none, the August 10th, 2020 meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to item four, briefing items. We'll go ahead and go with the city manager's office with updates, specifically with the community trauma response team.
So right now we are working, we did talk this week about some work that we're still having to do. We had a meeting with the vendor who responded to the original RFP, and there are still some concerns about the chaplaincy program that we have and TIP and how those two programs will work together. And so that's what we're working through at this point. Ben was going to attend this meeting. He's the executive director of the chaplaincy, and I cannot remember his last name. But he was going to attend this meeting, and we have decided to have him work directly with the subcommittee on CTRT so they could get into like the nitty gritty instead of trying to have all that conversation here. And then they'll come back with a recommendation. We also, Crystal and I had a conversation, and I'm working with the city manager to determine how we're going to get this whole thing across the line in terms of staffing and support to get it done. So Hopefully by the time we meet again, I will have a full answer. We'll have more than an answer for you by then. Hopefully we'll have it sooner rather than later. And once I have that, I will send that to email to all of you. Code, am I forgetting anything on CTRT? Yeah, so right now it's just figuring out what's the direction that we go. Can the chaplaincy program and TIPS work together, or do we need to go with chaplaincy or TIP or some combination of the two? And that's kind of where we're at right now. Are there any questions? Okay.
Crystal, Tanisha, Dakota, is there anything you need from the committee or the chair or vice chair to further this at all?
No, it's really in the city's hands right now. We have to get ourselves coordinated between police, fire. It's really important for a TIP that the police and fire are coordinated in their response, and how and when they would use TIP. And right now they use the chaplaincy program. So there's just a little bit of a gap in that and how those two things would work together, and how we create a seamless program. So that's what we're working through on the city side. And then we'll be ready to re-engage with TIP. So there's nothing really for anybody else to do except for to hold us accountable.
Well, outstanding. Thank you. And thank you, Crystal, for spearheading this. You're doing a wonderful job. Anything else from the city?
No, just that you guys are scheduled to do your report to the council September 29th or 22nd. I feel like it's the 22nd. Maybe it's the 29th. It's the 29th. September 29th, you guys are to come to council to report on your recommendations for body-worn cameras and to share any feedback you got from the community outreach that you did. And then start to talk about your plans for getting to use of force and your recommendations in that area. So I know Steven's working on that now. Council's very interested to hear what you guys have to say. And we'll be working with Steven to get that report ready and get to council. So I think there was some conversation earlier about, you know, approving the recommendations that you guys wrote and having that. We don't have that on the agenda for today because you guys just got the documents today, but we'll need to get that approved prior to that meeting. So that you guys have approved it and made any edits you needed to before it goes to council. So that's really our thing. I think CVS also wanted you guys to report out to them, and I don't know the date of that meeting. Dakota, do you?
That one I'll work with the chair to schedule a time with CVS. That would be more of an annual report, and so I just need to clarify when and what is on the topic there.
Yep.
I have a question, Stephen.
Yes.
For Crystal primarily. Crystal, are we planning on doing any more community outreach with the body-worn cameras at all, or no?
So I was hoping to get some notes from Kenny based on the last community outreach we had, because I know we specifically asked for recommendations of groups we should reach out to. Right. Haven't quite got that yet, but I guess the question would be from you guys is what kind of conversation would be facilitated based on where we're at now with the policy? Because we certainly could. I guess what would that discussion look like is, you know, that's my question.
I guess the bigger question is, are we looking for any more input from the community at all?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be the crux of my question. Are we looking for more? Because if we're taking it to the council on the 29th, you said, Tanisha,
mm-hmm.
right? That's for approval, right?
I don't think they'll be approving it. That'll just be your report out
on okay.
what your recommendations are. And then they'll okay. have to decide what they move, because there's still a whole round that has to go back to the police department and all.
For
all
negotiations.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think if you guys were to get yours together, you guys could still do some outreach on the specific areas that you still maybe have questions on and get okay. feedback from community on that if you guys want to do that. So I think we could still, I think there's still time for community feedback because
okay.
the patient's yeah. not until later.
I'm good with that as long as there's time.
And we would probably need help from the policy committee to just get us up to speed on you know, what you guys have worked on in the details, or maybe have someone from your committee in each group to go into kind of the depth of the discussions and concerns you guys have had, because our outreach committee hasn't really been engaged in those detailed conversations. But I think it's definitely worth doing.
Yeah,
I agree. Just
being on both of the committees, I think that, and Lewis can correct me if I'm wrong, but our part of the conversation hasn't really changed much from the concerns that we expressed before. I think it would be interesting to see if there were specific feedback on the surveys and stuff that were different, that maybe things that we hadn't thought of. But I think for now, the last public meeting we had where we talked about the concerns and wonderings that we had about the committee is kind of still where we're standing.
I agree.
I think, and he can speak about where he's at on that, but I think he has the notes, and then you guys can look at what your recommendations are and the notes and how those two things conflict even before the 29th. If there's some areas where those things are, this is CPAC's initial recommendation, this is the feedback we got from the community, you could package it that way to give it to council, and then you could go in, because council might say, well, that's one we really want to understand what the community does want to see there, and then you could go deeper in those spaces. There might be some that are just like, oh, that totally makes sense, moving on, and there might be other ones where they want to go deeper. So I think you guys can still get there.
That'd be great, yeah.
Okay.
And if go ahead.
I apologize for not sending those notes already. I was waiting for the next outreach meeting. I don't know why. That was just my deadline that I had in my head. And so I have all of them. I'm currently coding them. And I'll just send them out on Wednesday to everybody so you can have them before we meet next. And just a reminder that one of the questions we asked was additional groups that we could reach out to. So there's a lot of recommendations. And I definitely think the ones that get, rise to the top as they were mentioned the most, I think it would definitely make sense to reach out to those groups to do, like Lewis said, some additional outreach. And then Tanisha and I, and probably a few others, I forget who else was on the email, got a direct request from the Black Collective. So I think it would definitely make sense and be prudent to meet with them. And yeah. I believe Tanisha already agreed to. We just need to schedule it. But if CPAC would rather do that, you would definitely be able to do that yourselves. Or we can do it together, either way.
I think that for me, I'm definitely happy to have the support from the city with scheduling and doing a lot of that. Even though it seems like the world is ending, I'm pretty busy right now. And I'm also going to be on vacation for hopefully a week and a half, if I can actually go. So I might be out of the loop until the 28th.
Hey, Crystal, did you get permission to go on vacation?
I'm supposed to be getting married Saturday.
Well, congratulations.
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 We'll see what happens.
All these meetings.
Well, I think that deserves a vacation and a honeymoon. So congratulations, Crystal.
Yeah.
Yes. Many blessings.
Thank you.
And since we're talking about the recommendations, I want to thank the subcommittee, the policy subcommittee, for all their work on it. I know it's been a while. I know you guys have had a lot of discussions and such. I'm so thankful that you guys have done such a thorough job and gotten this all put together. I see this as, while we have this particular phase of the recommendations, CPAC isn't a one-shot deal. I mean, if we have recommendations down the road, we have the ability to communicate either through resolution or informally policy recommendations down the road. So I encourage more outreach, and if we come up with new stuff or things that are suddenly important that we hadn't thought about, it's still fair game. So again, thank you, Shana, Lewis, and everybody else on the committee. I appreciate you very much. Thank you.
I just want to add a quick addition, because the date of the first update to council, the recommendations, was mentioned as the 29th. It's actually the 22nd, so next Tuesday will be your first presentation to council.
Okay. Yeah, which means I have to have everything ready tomorrow. Kind of, huh? Well, I'll work with Bakota and Tanisha on that, and we'll figure it out for the 22nd. I'm sorry, Tanisha?
Thursday. We'll have to have it submitted by Thursday.
Okay. Well, it gives us a little bit of time. Thank you very much. You're welcome. Moving on to the next item, Mr. Harris will not be joining us this evening, so we will, again, welcome our friends from Tacoma Police Department and listen to their brief. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, how about this? I'll start. Can we clarify, sorry about that, saw the agenda today, a couple of the topics that you're specifically wanting a brief on? I know one of them was your inquiry into PC Fit.
Correct. PC Fit actually came about at this last officer-involved shooting as an organization. Prior to that, it was just a generic I-940 multiple agency investigative task force. So there are some more specifics. If you could give us kind of a quick brief on what that looks like, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. I'll just kind of start with a little bit of the historical piece. As I-940 has come about, so within our region, specifically in Pierce County, we got together with the law enforcement agencies, which included the State Patrol and other agencies outside of Pierce County. But we were came together as a conglomerate to figure out how do we comply with the I-940, with the people, resources, and the intent of what the legislation came up with. So PC Fit is the name of PC for Pierce County to get together, collaborate all these different agencies that's involved, all the CBAs involved, and all the legal advisors from each of the cities are coming together to come to form a permanent group to figure out how do we address officer involved shootings and to keep the involved departments and officers out of that for to make sure that we have a transition through that process. PC Fit is not finished yet, but we're vastly approaching a good solution to it. So in the last two officer involved shootings that we had, one was in August and one was in September. The one in August, we had Lakewood Police Department. We talked with them and they volunteered and agreed to investigate our officer-involved shootings, and in turn, we agreed to do the same for Lakewood if they were involved in that. But in September, we had another officer-involved shooting, and then it starts to the resources of specific departments for Lakewood. So in general, they had a Metro investigative team in the past that came together from MOUs with different agencies, and this PC Fit is basically a transformation of that Metro unit, but this time it will include the Tacoma Police Department and the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. So with the second officer involved shooting, PC Fit officially is not investigating it, but the members of PC Fit are investigating it. Lakewood is still in cooperation and collaboration with the other departments that have been involved. Answer some of the questions on PC Fit?
I believe it does, Chief. It's an ongoing thing and still in development. I read through the memorandums of understanding. It looked like pretty much every police agency short of the tribe in Pierce County was going to have a representative on this.
Right. We're going to go through the that process, but as agency size and city, size of cities and stuff, some agency will have a heavier lift than others, and we understand that, but that collaboration needs to take place. One of the key things that came up on this process is making sure that we have non-law enforcement reps represented to vet through the processes, vet through the investigations and such. And we are very fortunate in the city of Tacoma. Right now we're vetting through 29 volunteers volunteered their services for that. So we're going to some of the necessary background checks and establishing a list. I don't know what the final numbers will be that'd be available to help us through the process. But in the meantime, prior to getting that established, we also had three City of Tacoma residents who volunteered in the interim. So, the residents of Tacoma have stepped up and more than done their share in making sure that the non-law enforcement rep has been represented and involved throughout both investigations.
Wow, 29 people, that's a lot. And very encouraging that people want to be engaged in this. So thank you very much. Any questions for Chief?
I have one.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
I was just wondering if the tribe declined to participate or if there was a reason that they were not participating.
I don't have the full answer to that. Working with the tribal, they have their own rules and regulations and guidelines to go through. And for the most part, for example, if they had an officer involved shooting or a major crime that happened in the tribe, their first ask is to the agencies, the FBI and such. They'll take a look at that, and if it involves, tribal members, that's the process they go through. But however, after an initial investigation, they find out that maybe non-tribal members were involved on tribal land, then the coordination happens. And we just recently had that, with the shooting at the Emerald Queen, where the FBI declined and the tribal police asked the Tacoma police to investigate it. And that's how we worked through that process.
I know it's a lot more complicated dealing with a sovereign entity. I was just curious because I know the tribe was really invested in the passing of I-940.
Yeah, absolutely. They've always been a great partners of ours in this process. So there's a lot of land and jurisdiction that we both have, authority over. And there's a lot of coordination that takes place. And I believe that we have a great relationship with them. So their input and their comments are always greatly welcomed.
And Jennifer, with me pointing out that it was merely just an informational piece, no judgment intended on that, because it is a whole different situation and the relationships are the relationships are there. It just takes a little bit more sometimes, I believe.
Yeah, I was just wondering if outreach had occurred. Or an attempt to communicate and collaborate with the tribe, which I think would be appropriate.
So every month, the chiefs of police meet together along with the sheriff, and we talk about it. We discuss these items, and the Puyallup tribe police are either there or represented. They're always part of our process. So that collaboration that I think that we would expect of one another there. And I think if you reached out to them, they'll express the same.
That answer your question, Jennifer? Okay. Chief, lieutenants, anything else on your mind that you'd like to brief us on?
I'm the incoming internal affairs lieutenant, so hence the reason why there's two lieutenants here on the screen. Just FYI.
Well, congratulations on all the moves that are taking place and any promotions or any of that. You guys are certainly dynamic, and we look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you.
So, Lieutenant Steele, does that mean you will be the person representing at CPAC meetings moving forward?
For the time being, Lieutenant Carl will be a contact person, and I will also be working with him.
Okay. Thank you.
So I'm sorry. I should have clarified that for everybody. So, Lieutenant Carl is temporary Captain Carl, who's in charge of the special support division. So that overlooks the internal affairs. So Chris Carl is going to be the temporary captain. And I've asked him to stay in place because I want that continuity with CPAC to make sure this process happens. But as everyone knows, that internal affairs is very critical in getting some of the information that that you guys need. So Lieutenant Dan Steele is the incoming permanent IA lieutenant. So we're going to go through that transition. But what I'm going to do is this, I'm going to task both of them out to be part of our group along with myself so we can provide all the information and making sure that, like I said, the continuity is there and nothing drops off.
Well, outstanding. And I don't know, even if you're a temporary captain, that's pretty cool in my book. So thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Still, anything else from you this evening?
No, I see some familiar faces, Bakota. It's good to see you again. Looking forward to working with you all.
Outstanding. We do too. And again, we missed you last month, but we're all good to go. We'll be pressing on. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, new discussion items, CPAC involvement in the chief selection process. I don't have any updates on what the opportunity is, but I thought maybe we could identify. Go ahead.
We started already.
Oh, okay.
We've had one meeting, and we have a second one on Friday.
Well, outstanding. Any news from that you care to share?
I have to figure out what I'm allowed to share or not. Tanisha can probably tell me, but I had to sign this kind of confidentiality.
Oh, that's fine.
But there's a lot of different community members from different organizations, and it's we've only had one meeting so far, but it's been a pretty collaborative process.
Sounds like it's a pretty diverse group.
Yeah. Yep, definitely.
Outstanding. We couldn't ask for anything more. That being said, I guess that brief is briefed.
I'll work with Shana and HR to make sure we have a full briefing for the next meeting of exactly what the process is. There's an outline of the process and the timeline, and we'll share that with you at the next one to make sure that we check with HR before we share something we're not supposed to share.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Outstanding.
I have a quick question. Just can you refresh my memory on, was this involvement as being a panel, like a panel member on the selection of the chief, or what exactly is your involvement, Shana?
It's kind of like weeding out, I think, to the last three or five candidates and just talking about the criteria that we'd like to see, the deliverables, sort of expectations. And so there are people from different committees, and then I think some that aren't on committees but are community members, to try and get it down to those final three to five that then the city manager and city council would be part of the final decision, I believe. I'm just worried I'm going to say something I'm not supposed to say. Stop me, Tanisha.
You're absolutely fine. We understand the confidentiality. Okay. Outstanding. I'm glad we've got some representation on there, and thank you for doing that, Shana. Moving on to the next one, management of guest speakers. I will own this one. I believe it was the August meeting that we had, I believe, two guest speaker sets, and things kind of went off the rails. I apologize for that. Crystal, you want to give us a couple of your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I just had concerns that we were inviting people onto the CPAC and not really having a time constraint for the amount of time they take up for us to work through the agenda. We didn't get to touch on any of the CTRT stuff, which led us to try to go into a special meeting, and that didn't end up panning out. But I think that there are a lot of people that want to engage with us, and I think that's great. That's what we've been wanting, but we need to make sure that they have a very specific agenda item and that they have some sort of time constraint. And maybe if they, we provide them some questions we want answered ahead of time, I think that could rein the conversation in a little more. 21 solutions, I feel like, took way too much of our time. And they had several people on the meeting that I don't know was absolutely necessary. So I just ask that when we invite people to come, that we organize that a little bit more efficiently.
Crystal, your points are very well taken. It is going to be my personal goal going forward to make sure we have maybe one presenter per meeting, unless there's something absolutely incredibly important that pops up. And that'll probably be kind of a 20-minute time block max. So thank you for your concerns on that.
I do want to point out to the group that 21CP and Nick are both available to you and could and should be used in your subcommittees if you have questions. So for like the policy committee, if you wanted Nick to attend your next subcommittee meeting to look over what you guys are recommending and answer any questions you might have, or if you get some feedback from the community feedback that you want to make sure it jives with what you're recommending, they've both offered to be there for you. So you just need to let us know how you want to engage them, but I would definitely take them up on that offer for engagement.
And Tanisha, I did send some stuff to Nick after the last meeting, and I haven't gotten any insight onto that or a response yet on the conflicting statements in our bylaws and the municipal code.
I'll follow up with him on that.
Outstanding. Any more on guest speakers? Hearing none, moving on to new business, presenting policy recommendations to council. We went through some exercises, and again, I will offer my absolute appreciation to the policy subcommittee for all the work that has been done. Tanisha and Dakota, your support on that, absolutely critical, and I personally appreciate it and appreciate it on the behalf of the committee. We're going to present on September 22nd, so Thursday we have to have the background on these done. Do we have any volunteer presenters for the September 22nd meeting? Or at least anybody that would be willing to join me and or Crystal that could answer policy subcommittee questions as to why certain recommendations were made. I could take my best stab at it, but I don't know that I could represent your views quite as well as you would like.
I'm happy to attend it with you.
And Dakota and I will be there with you as well.
And I'll be there as well.
Okay, outstanding. As long as we've got people that can answer any questions as to why certain recommendations were made, this is going to go swimmingly. Perfect. Outstanding. So moving on, we're up to subcommittee reports. I see that outreach is first.
So we talked a little bit earlier about where we're at with the notes from the community engagement discussion that we had last month. And what I'll do with that is get with the subcommittee, decide a path, invite the other members of the committee to join the conversation, figure out what groups we're going to engage with that were referenced the most. that way we can make the most effective use of our time. I know there's some specific ones that we already have in mind to reach out to. So there's just a little bit of delay on our communication on mine and Kenny's part, but that's nothing we can't work through. So we'll continue to do the outreach on those discussions. And I also just wanted to see who on here was engaged in those discussions. Lewis, I know you were, I think Shana, you might've been, and Stephen, were you on, you weren't on that?
No, I was feeling under the weather thing.
So mine went really well. It was pretty brief, but there were mainly three or four people that were really engaged in some really healthy, productive conversations. So I just want to go through to Lewis and Shana and just see how your discussion went and if you have anything that you want to share with the group.
Shana, you want to go first or you want me to?
I'm glad, Lewis.
Since you all, you know, I guess I, being, I'm embarrassed. I thought you guys had the notes from our group, so I just pulled them up and I realized that they had been sent to me and Warren. So I sent you guys the notes from our session. I just sent them to you all. And let me just go in here right now. I'm embarrassed about this because I didn't realize you didn't get them. I don't know what I was thinking. So in any event, my sincere apology, but it's coming up now. It was an active group. We had 17 people. Some of the questions that came up, will police have the ability to turn off at their leisure? Will the video be uploaded to the central facility? Can the model be part of the Minnesota law where the camera goes off? Malfeasance is assumed. There's a number of there was a number of questions around the annual cost and will this be outsourced to internal, will it be outsourced or will internal staff have control of this? What is the budget? How long will the grace period be? Why is there a grace period? Why does police have the discretion to turn the cameras off and on? Concerns, we're worried about being visible in videos. Who does not want to be? I think that's been addressed in what we've recommended. What assurances do we have the body camera footage would not be lost or destroyed? Those are some of the questions. I sent those to you all. There's a number of questions. I don't want to go through them all because they're quite lengthy. Body camera should be on the whole shift. Information should be kept for a long period of time. If it comes up as a complaint, it could likely be used in court. There were around the question of other outreach groups, Mayor's Youth Commission, Tacoma Protest Daily, Tacoma Action Collective, Lawyers Against Systemic Racism, Hilltop Action Coalition, People Assembly, public high school, BSUs or other student groups, college clubs, and of course the Black Collective came up. It's not listed, but it did come up. And that was just some of the information. It was quite a quite an active conversation.
We had a lot of similar questions and concerns in our group, in my group in particular. And I think it's important to bring it up since we're supposed to be representing the community. Is there was a lot of frustration that I could hear, that feeling like they'd had this conversation before. Right. And that they weren't heard the first time, and why are we doing it again? So just making sure that we were listening and allowing them to be heard, and understanding that if they had been a part of this conversation the first time, we'll completely understand why they're frustrated now, and that we can move forward with action and hopefully getting this through. That was a big part of the conversation in my group. And then lots of good suggestions of, I don't have the notes from the meeting, but of communities and groups to talk to. There are a lot of really good suggestions for that. And then the same concerns that Lewis mentioned with the video, the uploading at home, the amnesty period, all of that.
My group had the same concerns, and a lot of it really boiled down to accountability when it came down to it, of the processes and the officers. So that was a common theme, along with a lot of the things that you guys have mentioned. So we did have note takers specifically for these events. So I wouldn't expect you guys to have to deliver the notes. I kind of would have expected them to come from these note takers. And I think Kenny probably has a has a, some of that information. So if you don't have it, you know, don't sweat over that. They're from the note taker. So thank you. That's all I have for the outreach. Unless anybody has any questions for me, we'll continue to work on a plan with the subcommittee.
Yeah, Crystal, you're right about the note takers. Lewis, it's all on me, not you at all. I was just under the incorrect assumption that we would be meeting sooner than we ended up meeting as an outreach team. And because of, in light of needing things in preparation for Thursday, I'm going to figure out a way to have it, the notes to you tomorrow before noon.
Thanks, Kenny. I wasn't necessarily pointing a finger. I wasn't pointing a finger at anybody. I just felt bad that it came to me from you and more, and I just didn't think enough to send it out to the rest of the committee. So it's not a big deal. I just wanted to unpoint
the finger at you because you did incredible work. And so I don't think, by the way, you were also a very good facilitator. I was in the meeting with Lewis. I really enjoyed it. Yours went 30 minutes longer than any of the other ones. I think you had the most robust conversation. And that's not just you, that's also your 17 people in the meeting. So there's a lot of good stuff to get from that. But yeah, so I'll have that in the morning. And I think it's just gonna confirm a lot of what y'all already said. And then you give you all a really good list of groups to reach out to. Pretty much that same list that you read out, Lewis, is pretty consistent across the board of the groups that came up the most.
Thanks, Kenny, for your comments. I appreciate that. I'm humbled by that. Thank you.
And thank you to Crystal, Lewis, Kenny, Shana, for conducting all of that. I know that was extra time out of your day and week, and you guys did such a great job. Very informative. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done here.
Yeah, Elizabeth isn't on here, but I was in her group and helped her facilitate. She did a really good job too, but same themes as you guys have said as well. So I think it was pretty clear what the parts of the community cares about, and I think it'll be pretty easy to synthesize that in the notes to you guys. So.
And just to close this out, I spoke with Deputy Mayor Blocker and Council Member Walker. And the deputy mayor did suggest the conversation as another group to outreach to, and he offered his good offices to help us facilitate a meeting on that. Unless there's anything more on the outreach subcommittee, it goes to the Data and Trend subcommittee. Chief Aki did a wonderful job and corrected some stuff that was in the news about who was doing the investigation on the last shooting. I've been trying to forward the weekly crime reports to you, and I'm getting maybe 3 out of 4 weeks a month to you. I don't know, is any of that useful? Is that something you want me to continue to do?
I like having it there.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, that's good enough.
For reference, I think it's really helpful.
I like it too.
Outstanding. I will continue to do it then. That's all we have for data and trends. Moving on to policy and program review subcommittee.
You're on mute, Lewis.
I want to make one observation. I thought I had nominated Shana to be the chair, not me. So I don't mind.
So that's what happens when you speak up at all. That's why I was just quiet.
She is really the chair, and I, with all due respect, I should let her report out, but she is the chair, not me.
I feel like it's been kind of a co-chair with us. I don't have a ton to add from what we talked about already.
Right.
Lewis and I want to touch base before, to give you some more information, Stephen, on what we've discussed to kind of freshen our minds and make sure that everything's worded the right way. But we dove deep into the policies and other policies, just focusing mostly on the body worn camera policy for now. So that's kind of where we're at. Go ahead, Lewis.
That's correct. I don't have anything to add to that either.
Well, outstanding. I appreciate what you do, and I think use of force is probably going to come up here really quick. So It's not like we're going to let any moss grow under our feet. Thank you guys for what you do.
Really quick, Stephen, before you move on.
Yes.
Kenny, do you remember the date where we have to have use of force done for the Obama pledge? Is it the end of October?
I want to say it's the 19th or the 20th of October.
Yeah, so we do have to get on use of force pretty quickly in alignment with the Obama pledge. We just have to have the initial review of policy and start to do the outreach by the 19th of October.
Can we do that policy and can we do that policy and program review subcommittee?
Yeah.
I'd say yes.
Okay, outstanding. We've got buy-in. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm just saying we'll work with Crystal and the Outreach Committee to make it happen.
Great. This is all coming together very nicely. Everybody's doing such a great job. Thank you. Crystal, was there anything on the Community Trauma Response Team subcommittee that you wanted to add?
So just for some of the other committee members that might have questions, I did speak to Deputy Mayor Blocker and Councilmember Walker a couple weeks ago just regarding the hiccups we've been having and still continue to have without having really an assigned staff leader to facilitate the implementation plan of the CTRT, because there are a lot of moving parts in regards to this, and this is a very serious program, and it has the potential to be incredibly great or cause some secondary trauma if it's not executed properly. And obviously we have to have all the partnering agencies on board and a very clear plan with the vendor. So my biggest concern was that we come to alignment and that we have someone really take charge and ownership of this process before we interact with the vendor anymore. As to not spook them. And of course, we accepted their bid for an RFP that we put out not to solve our problems and our lack of engagement. So I made a recommendation to Tanisha and the city and also to the council members that we move forward with some more pronounced leadership regarding the CTRT. And I'll continue to stay engaged as much as I can until we can submit a proposal to the vendor. And that's all I got, unless anyone has any questions for me about that.
Hearing none, I'll ask you, Crystal, during your week and a half of well-earned honeymoon vacation, is there anything, any support you need from us while you're gone?
I will probably need help if we continue to move forward with the meeting with the chaplaincy for the subcommittee. Maybe either scheduling that when I come back or really briefing the subcommittee on what the questions are. So I could use help with that. And also if we plan on doing any outreach, if maybe Shayna, I don't know, since you're on the call, you could help me facilitate some of that, because I'll be out of reception and kind of out of the loop.
For sure.
Okay, that's all I would need, Stephen.
Okay, count me in. Just let me know what I need to do, if I need to do something, and we'll make sure it happens.
Thank you.
Just one last thing on the subcommittees. I sent out a document today with the recommendations, and I'm going to need the committee as a whole, or at least a quorum of the committee, to go ahead and affirm or make any changes prior to presenting to council. It's been suggested that perhaps next Monday we could have a 10 or 15 minute quick meeting just for the purposes of voting to affirm the document prior to presentation to the council. Any thoughts on that?
I can do it.
I can do it.
Crystal, of course, you're forgiven for that one. We don't want you thinking about CPAC while you're gone. Okay. Bukota, can we do a single point meeting for next Monday, call it 6 p.m.?
I'll get that scheduled and I'll send an email out to the rest of the committee members who weren't here tonight.
Outstanding. I appreciate that greatly. That brings us up to public comment. We welcome any and all who have comments, concerns, ideas, suggestions, recommendations to raise their hands electronically and give us the benefit of your thinking. Since we don't have quite as many tonight, if you could kind of keep it around 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes, that'd be wonderful. But if you've got some extra time you need, please feel free. Anybody so far that wants to raise their hand and speak tonight?
No one currently, so I'll just remind members of the public. So if you are on Zoom, there should be a function under your name for raise hand, and that's how we'll see you in the queue. If you're on a phone, you can press *9, and that'll do the same function. And then I'll notify the chair so that he can call on you.
Ah, there we go. Luke, we'd love to hear from you. Bukota, can you connect us, please? Luke, go ahead.
Hi, my name's Luke Barm. I'm a commissioner on the Tacoma Commission on Disabilities, and I would encourage you to add to your outreach list the Equity and Human Rights Office commissions to the list. And I know I had email communication with Stephen and Bukota, as well as Nick Bayard in the Office of Equity and Human Rights earlier today.
Well, outstanding, Luke. We certainly appreciate the partnership there, and the communication we were having was with regard to inviting them to make a presentation on their concerns, things that CPAC can assist with, and any advocacy we can do going forward. So welcome, Luke. Thank you for being here. Is there anything else you'd like to lay before the committee? I see he's muted, so we will go ahead and thank Luke for his participation. Nobody else in the queue that I see so far. I guess we'll go once, go twice. I'm surprised that we're not speaking of the
Hickey's online. He raised his hand.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, go ahead.
So as the group committee is talking about policies and such, I thought I should mention that, you know, we're talking about PC fit and how that changes how officer-involved shootings are being investigated. With that in play, that means we have to go to our own policies, review the deadly force review policy and the use of force policy, and those will definitely, you know, trigger other policy changes. And once those things happen, we'll make sure we get those to you as well.
Outstanding. We certainly appreciate that. Before we close out public comment, I know that one of the people on the participant list would like mentioned that we continue to have problems with fireworks being lit off pretty much continuously. And that's getting to be a problem now that we've got the Seahawks playing again. We seem to have the typical touchdown fireworks popping off, and it's disturbing some of the animals around, some of the people around. So I thought I'd just mention that on their behalf. And seeing no other hands raised, we'll close the public comment portion of the meeting out with my appreciation. Having said that, so far the only thing we've got for upcoming meetings, which is October 12th, 6 p.m., is potentially a policy subcommittee liaison expectations, ideal candidate document. But with the use of force and all the other stuff, I don't know that it'll actually happen. Are there any other topics that we should be adding for the future meetings at this point?
I don't have any future topics, but I do want to remind that everyone on the committee and everyone listening that there are two pages that you can go to for updates on the work that's happening around policing. And so if you, for use of force, there's cityoftacoma.org/use-of-force. You can actually sign up for alerts, and every time there's an officer-involved shooting, we update that page, and anytime there's any information about those shootings or situations, you'll get an alert so that you can get that information. There's also the transformation page. On the transformation page, that's about all work related to the resolution 40622, which was about turning ourselves into an anti-racist organization. So all the police reform information, 8 can't wait, all of that type of stuff can be found on that transformation page. And you can go there and see the city manager's weekly report. Every Tuesday, she does a report out on where we're at transformation. And those reports are on the page, and they all have live links to get to the data behind the report. So please go to Use of Force and subscribe and follow our transformation page.
Well, outstanding. Thank you, Tanisha. I just listened to all the sirens going by my house, and I usually get a heads up that something's happening, so we'll go from there. Last shot. Anybody have anything for the good of the order before we adjourn tonight? Having said that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. In fact, I'll go ahead and make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
Outstanding. All those in favor? Any opposed? Have a good evening, folks. At 7:10 p.m., the CPAC meeting for September 14th, 2020 has now adjourned. Be well.
Thank you, everyone.